stupid songs. So come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Hey, welcome to the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. It's gonna be Joel. For me.
It's gonna... That's... I don't even know what to say to that. It's gonna be Joel. As in...
It's gonna be me.
Spoilers. Spoilers. I didn't want to know anything about the rest of this podcast.
What about you?
But you're gonna be here. I'm gonna be here. And I'm not gonna spoil it for you. Guess who I am? It's a big twist in the episode.
Okay. Is it?
No.
Is it the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau's wife?
It is not.
Fuck.
Because she is in self-isolation right now, taking care of herself because of the coronavirus.
Okay, is
you have
it
another guess?
That, okay, I got one more guess. Is it
two
that,
more guesses? Yeah, you have two.
Two more guesses. Perfect. Is it that Brazilian minister who's being indicted for fraud who recently shook hands with U.S. President Donald Trump?
It is not.
Fuck.
No, because he is currently being indicted because of the coronavirus.
And he's indicted for coronavirus?
Yeah, indicted. You have coronavirus. You are being indicted. Okay,
I've got one more guess. Is it Rita Wilson, wife of beloved character actor Tom Hanks?
Who? No. Fucking
oh,
hell.
Shit. That's three.
What a wacky coincidence. There are 7 billion people in the world, and you've chosen the three people known to be put away because of the coronavirus. It is not.
That's true.
Joel, do you not recognize me anymore? It is
not
your pal and Gary? Lover, Dave McElfetrick.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
We've already gotten off. I think we've sort of spilled the beans about what's on our minds for the week.
Yeah, our minds are slowly being scrambled and turned into
ergs. Yeah, like eggs.
Yeah,
like erg,
because of the coronavirus.
I feel like if your mind is being scrambled egg, my mind is being poached egg.
Why is your egg poached? Why is your head poached, should I say?
I think the head is the poaching container. And when we're done, we're going to crack my head open and a perfect skull-shaped erg is going to pop out.
And then what? Do we sit on the erg and wait for it
to
hatch?
I'm not going
to
know anymore. Look, I'll be gone. So you guys do whatever you want with head egg.
This is going to get...
It's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. We're those guys. It's a weird week, man. I got big, big news, and then the rest of it is going to be loosey-goosey.
All right. I am down. I am very down. Hey,
are you ready for big, big, monumental, earth-shaking news that does not involve virology or epidemiology or pandemics of any kind?
Yeah, give me something different. It's all I've been hearing all week.
Different.
Give me something fresh.
The Noise Hole has released its first full-length YouTube video.
Video! Oh, my gentle shit. And you know what? The feedback's been pretty good.
As it stands at this moment, the feedback is nearly 100% positive. There's only one comment that I deem questionable,
which is
a guy who seems to have conspiracy theories about Green Day's message being propaganda. I'm guessing he was maybe a Bush 2000 fan or something. I don't know.
Everybody do the propaganda, as Billy Joe once famously said.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah.
He also said Sig Heil, Mr. President, gas man.
He did.
Which was a pretty ham-fisted lyric, if you ask me.
Well, it is a bit of a word scramble, isn't it?
It's a scrambled egg of a head, if you ask me.
It's when you open that puzzle section of the old ladies magazine, and it's like, find a word. Sig Heil, Hitler, president.
It's that Facebook post that says the first three words are how you view your life. The first three words you see. Sig Heil, president, gas man. Oh, no.
That's a list of all the things conservative elderly white people love. They love the president.
I love those people.
They like to sing Heil, and they love when
gas.
And they love when the gas man comes around to check their gas meter.
They just love it.
Make sure they don't die of the old hyperthermia.
But I do. Oh, but we're ahead of ourselves because the listener who has not seen the video doesn't know why we're talking about Green Day. In this video,
ass about fists.
This video, which is titled Can We Write an Old Green Day Song / The Noise Hole?
Spoilers.
That's what we do.
These clickbaity-ass titles.
I know. Do you want to know how even more clickbaity it was?
Why didn't we call it How retarded is Logan Paul? Can he? That should have been our clickbait title.
I made the thumbnail say, was 90s Green Day better, to try and get people to come in and go, I've got an opinion on that. And then they watch the video and go, that's not really what it's about.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Well, what's interesting about that title is that I would look at it and go, yes. So, and I think that's what's happened.
So the big monumental news is there is a 20-minute noise hole video on YouTube. It's called Can We Write an Old Green Day Song? You can find the Noise Hole channel and do a big fat subscribe. You can do a huge fucking like. You can do all the things they tell you to do at the end of YouTube videos.
We've had a great response so far. We started from zero followers, and we've got a couple hundred subscribers already. I know that doesn't sound like a whole lot. I know we're not Keemstar or any of that shit, but hey, come along. We'll be doing this more often, and people seem to really resonate with it. One comment in particular was like, I don't know how I found this, but I like it. And I'm that's my guy right there.
Is that the one and only guy that found it randomly so far? Like, I think the rest are noise boys, and then there's one guy that went, what the fuck? What's on my feed?
Oh, just taking travels through the internet. Watch this. Boys playing Green Day songs.
I'm mad about it. And then there is some very, very lovely comments. I like I said in the video, it's the compliment section, not the comment section.
And it is.
And the boys so far are being very nice. They're being very supportive. I'm actually wondering if we get a whole new set of noise boys from this.
Like
a new generation.
Like Discord noise boys? Oh, the second wave.
No, like a whole new, like a YouTube noise boy group. Like, we've got our Discord noise boys that primarily come from Patreon, and they're podcast fans. And then maybe we get these YouTube noise boys.
We should not be crossbreeding them like this. No. This is playing God, mixing YouTubers with our Discord and SoundCloud noise boys.
Are you saying we should not find our strongest Discord noise boy and then breed them with our most virulent YouTube noise boy to create a super boy?
There's two arguments here, Joel, at play, and they can be taken in either direction. Number one, I just don't agree with interbreeding. That's a problem.
You know, it's eugenics. It's eugenics, and there's no argument.
What you're suggesting is eugenics. You're suggesting we take the big, muscly, strong noise boy and combine them with the best facets of a YouTube boy. Look, and create a totally new thing. This is how fucking novel coronavirus gets started.
I've been talking to Richard Dawkins a lot lately, and he's got thoughts about what we should do with our noise boys.
And what does he think?
It's exactly what I said. He said we should breed them down like NBA brackets, where they fuck and fuck and fuck until we have the strongest noise boy from both arenas, and then we put them together.
I imagine that's exactly what he said as well, when he's like, yeah, you get your YouTube boys and you get your noise boys and you make them fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck until they become an Uber noise boy.
Oh, he turned into a German all of a sudden.
Isn't every genius scientist a German?
I'm not going to argue.
Let's call that a gross generalization.
So that's our big, big news. Our second news, and this is where maybe it's a little bit less happy.
I, you know what? After that, I'm not excited, Joel. You got to build.
You're not ready for the next step.
No, I'm not interested because that news was so great.
Well,
you're really going to
hold on to that like a precious flower.
You're going to have to prick my ears up here. Let's go.
Get ready to ear your prick.
Boink.
So. You may be wondering, as you're listening to this, why don't you hear any guitars? There's a reason.
Because we're talking. And no.
My head is not a guitar. It's an egg.
Do you think the first song was written because a guy was talking and then another guy rudely started playing guitar at the same time and they went, hey, not bad.
I think the first guy that was talking killed the guy that invented the guitar, and a third guy went, hey, I kind of liked that. Why did you bash his head with a rock? Also, when did he invent a guitar?
Also, yeah, I was about to ask, how far back does this go?
This is 150,000 years ago.
What do you think was the first guitar shape? I'm going to say...
Full dreadnought.
I don't, What's a dreadnought? I got okay,
full dreadnought acoustic. That's a full-sized acoustic with a lady shape.
Oh, a big old dreadnought. I was going to suggest
a big old country dreadnought.
I was going to suggest like a BC Rich Warlock.
We think so.
Me make guitar.
So when
he makes the Kerry King signature special.
And it's actually a Dimebag Dean, and it's got the lightning bolts in it.
It's got Floyd Rose.
It's locking tuners, and it's the first guitar. And a guy comes over and goes, "That is too much shit. You have gone too far too quickly. Oh, you're asking too much of your audience."
It's got flames on it.
What are you going to plug it into?
And then they smash it. And don't hear of that guitar again for another 150,000 years.
It's like the library at Alexandria. All the knowledge was there, and then it was burned. And it took us thousands of years to recover BC Rich Warlock technology.
He had nothing to plug it into. Just had this fucking sick-looking guitar.
Put head close to body. And they went, "Here's a witch, kill him!
Die." Did they have witches 150,000 years ago?
Smash his head with rock. Oh. I think that's possible. I'm not saying that's impossible. I'm okay with that. So, with the invention of the guitar settled, we've got the facts. Everyone knows there's no other way it could have happened. So the other thing is we went to the noise hole today ready to record. It's all I wanted. In life.
It's been 2 weeks, because you know why? Joel's been away fucking lording up at Disneyland, crying on his fucking Disneyland. Head and went, "Save you the rides, good sir."
I actually went to family. Disney World, and Disney they World. Have since closed it, so I was like the last guy at Disney World before they shut it the fuck down, because I licked everything.
Before it turned into theme hospital for the staff there, noticing people coughing and gasping everywhere. And they're like,
I love the idea of Disney World being used as a triage center. Hospitals are overloaded, so they're putting people in Space Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, Goofy's fucking trying to give someone like mouth to mouth.
Ugh, yuck, you're gonna die.
You're over 65. There's a higher chance that you could die.
We can't save him, Goofy. Push him into Epcot Center.
Yeah, okay.
Make priority for the people who have a greater chance of survival, Goofy.
Okay.
He's got a compromised immune system, Mickey.
I'm sorry to tell you, but your grandfather has passed away in the night.
They're just putting people in the haunted mansion. They're just stacking them to the ceiling. That's a good place to become a ghost. Look.
The last thing you see is an 8-foot-tall Goofy waggling his fucking fingers at you.
Oh, my God.
Good night, sweet prince. Off you go into the ether.
We didn't do a show last week because I was on vacation. I came back, and we were so ready to record this week. We go to the noise hole, open the door. The first thing I hear is a cough from fucking Gary.
Gary's not doing so well, and we're thinking,
smoking! Gary! Are you smoking?
And guess, that might be
was
hot.
It a smoke? We see, that's the thing. We don't know. Was it a smoker's cough? Was it just a regular clearing my throat? I opened that door and I heard kind of a... And I went, no! I slammed the door. I've caulked it shut. I've sealed the windows so that fresh air can't get in. So whatever air is in there is in there. And there will be no new air.
It is a race against the clock between Gary running out of air and the coronavirus being defeated.
So we need that Canadian cure. We need it ASAP. What? He has got maybe 6 hours of oxygen as far as I know.
Canadian cure. Oh, I did read that they were able to isolate it.
They isolated it. And they're going to beat it. I don't know. They're going to beat it before we do. But Gary either does or does not have coronavirus, but he definitely doesn't have a lot of time.
He does not. How are we getting food to him? He needs to eat.
Boy, all I know is I pointed at things through the window until he was able to turn a few mics on. And so I've got him running into my soundboard remotely over Skype. And so at least we've got him for that.
Right.
Gary, can you hear?
Gary, okay. knock, drum once for you're doing great, drum twice for not so good. What does that mean?
What that was that? Three.
Yeah. So is that like, Gary, are you going a little stir crazy in there? Okay.
I don't know.
I okay. So there's
he's blast beating.
Gary, stop using up your air.
If your heart rate goes up, you will die.
Can you imagine, right? You're trapped in an underwater cave somewhere in the Philippines.
Uh-huh. Every night,
I imagine that. With four people. Yeah, that's how I go to sleep, sounding like that's ASMR.
I have an ASMR recording that says, you're trapped in a cave.
Cave terror noises for healthy sleep.
To study and sleep by. Filipino cave terror noises for relaxation and studying.
Oh, that might be a good episode title. Filipino cave terror noises. But imagine, right? And you're all there, and there's the one smarter guy that's like, hey, we need to conserve air, so relax, just chill out. The more relaxed you are, the less air you're using up, the longer we have down here. We have more oxygen. One guy, for some reason, there's a full double bass drum kit down there, starts playing blast beats and double bass. Okay. You're trapped in a cave in the Philippines with Dave Lombardo.
And I go, okay, secret meeting minus Dave Lombardo. Nobody tell him about the secret. We're going to go to the other part of the cave. Guys,
how big is the cave? I was imagining like cavernous. 5 feet by 3 feet.
Okay, then we have crawled into the opposite end. He can see us, but maybe he can't hear us.
We have gone into the small sort of chimney pipe area.
Yes,
we're all standing on each other's heads.
It's an area that has clearly been weathered away by single drops of water for a million years.
Right.
And I say, do not tell Dave Lombardo I said this. I have a feeling that his constant blast beating is using up too much of our precious oxygen.
Can you weigh in on this, Mr. Scientist?
He says, well, the average human consumes 8 cubic liters of oxygen per hour. Dave Lombardo, while blast beating, is consuming 16.
Can you tell me the velocity of his blast beat timed by his BPM?
It's 210 BPM. It's too fast.
He's playing something off. Hello Wiz. Like, come on. That's bad, right?
So we reach an agreement between everyone in the cave that he's only...
Gary! Do this! Do what I'm... Can you see?
He can't... I don't think he has a webcam.
Play like this!
And it's like...
Oh, that's off Scythe of Heaven. That's a nice that's a nice slow one.
And we say, that's all we can stand from you. If for you to be able to continue to drum... And us to be able to continue to breathe while they try to save us. It's got to be slow.
Okay, in this instance, what happens if you stop Dave Lombardo from drumming? Oh, you know what you could do?
He would heave and use more oxygen because he has so much energy to get out.
Right, and so to keep him relaxed and focused and in a sort of trance, he's got to keep playing. He's got to keep moving those feet. Got to keep moving those little wrists of his. That's like Scythe of Heaven. You know what you could do is probably hold Dave Lombardo like a pneumatic drill and his blast beat.
We have two pickaxes and we said, guys,
and we tie them to his feet.
There's no way the six of us can pickaxe out of here. And then Dave Lombardo goes, tie them to my bass pedals. We'd be free in an hour.
It's working.
Continue, yes.
He's like one of those big drills in Total Recall. Just fucking charges through walls.
Benny, screw you.
Screw you.
But we would be safe.
I don't even have 3 kids.
Hey, man. I don't even have any kids. Oh, man. What a satisfying death that guy had. Okay, so that's where we are. Gary is quarantined, perhaps forever. We are not yet in a cave in the Philippines, but we could be soon.
Dave Lombardo has pickaxes on his feet, and he is scratching at the wall like a fucking eagle trying to get into a goldfish bowl.
Let me in that goldfish.
Is probably what that eagle would say.
Also, am I crazy, or is Gary better when we're away from him?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. He sounds tight.
Gary!
Can you play something? Play something.
Okay, let's hear this.
I don't know, man.
No, it's the same. Never mind.
It's like Jazz Odyssey.
I was projecting.
Oh, God.
So the other thing that's a little weird, and we're going to talk about our current experiences with this insane week that the world has had, and also what it's done to rock and roll as a whole. But on a personal level, I also have a sinus infection, which makes me sound sick and feel sick and look sick. But it's a time where people think the sick should be drugged into the street and shot.
But you also have this sexy husk to your voice. Oh, like, yeah. people are holding their computer speakers to their genitals right now.
Right.
Feeling the hum.
And I'm going, oh, yeah.
I'm like your that. Washing machine.
Yeah. Oh, no. Gary just came.
Do you think there's AS? You made Gary come?
I think so.
You made Gary come?
Gary, that's a first. Gary.
That's a noise hold for.
Did you do a little spurt?
Gary, okay. Coming in the noise hole? Take a shit on the cup.
Oh, God. That's not a candidate for episode title.
I don't know why I told him to do that.
If we ever unhermetically seal the noise hole and pull out Gary's bones, there's going to be cum everywhere.
I mean, we've talked about this before, Joel, but cum disappears pretty quickly.
That's new cum, you dumb bitch.
Exactly. That's brand new cum, you fucking idiot.
So I'm not feeling hot. I ventured out into the world. This is Friday the 13th.
Oh,
not a lucky day.
Oh, it is. You're right. And
it's a scary day.
It's like Dawn of the Dead out there. It really is.
It's spooky. We are at a point where everyone is becoming edgy and overly cautious, but you can't quite fault them. So, like, I went to the grocery store, and most aisles are very, very empty. Mm-hmm. People are hoarding already, and that makes a reasonable person like me go, oh no, all the dum-dums are going to take all the food,
right.
So I better get some food too. And then it self-perpetuates forever until there's nothing left.
It does. It really does, because when dum-dums are scrambling, it means that the rest of us have to scramble just to do normal stuff, which is ridiculous.
I'm feeling a little apprehensive about what the weeks to come are going to bring. Also, we are social distancing.
Yes.
So our day job has decided to social distance for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
My kid's school has extended spring break at least for a week, if not indefinitely.
Right.
It is a bizarre time.
Every local sort of, well, maybe not so much the eateries, but nearly every event that's been coming up has been closed down. There's so many places just around the corner from me. Shut. Just completely shut.
Local businesses or?
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm surprised that the gym that I'm meant to go to in a while is not closed.
Yeah, just before, now this is a secret for Noise Boys. Just before we started recording, Dave got a phone call from the gym going, hey, nobody's coming to the gym. Do you want to come?
Yeah, he was like, I've been getting a lot of cancellations, so I just wanted to see if you were still coming in. And I'm a fucking
there
idiot,
was a tinge of desperation. Yes.
You think so?
I think he could see his rent flying through the air.
Like a coronavirus.
Yeah, I feel like I could feel the nervousness in Beefy Cakes' voice. You're gonna come be a beefy boy if nobody come.
How can anyone be beefy if they don't come to the gym?
You know what I love is that I feel like these guys go, must pump, maintain beef in case of disaster. I will be the beefiest. And then the virus comes and it's like, it was for nothing.
I will kill you all. All dead. Everyone sound like this now.
Virus destroy me like everyone else, like Tiny Twig Boy.
Exactly, yeah. Dude, last time I was in the gym trainers, you know, staff that work there, they have this awful habit of patronizing people because they think that they're... I don't know what it is. I think there's a crossover between people who like to be a little authoritarian and militaristic and people that exercise a lot and end up...
yeah, probably.
You know, when they put all their stock into being muscly, it's like, okay, I get it. You obviously find a lot of value in being stronger than other people. And I think that translates to a little bit of authoritarianism.
Probably.
There's this one fucking older lady in there. Well, when I say older, she's like 45.
28.
But she is one of those people that have clearly competed in body sculpting competitions and stuff. And so she's got this fucking man face and these big fucking big, huge biceps and fucking every muscle is going. But she always makes a comment. She always walks past. She goes, hey, how you doing? And they always waving.
And you go, shut up, bitch.
For some reason, she added me on fucking Facebook. And oh, then no. But she says this. I think she meant it as a compliment. But she goes, oh, lost a lot of weight. Skinny mini. Time to get some muscle.
And I bet that made thinking, you feel terrible.
It did make me feel pretty bad. Because, you know what? What little muscle I have, I got it tight. I'm feeling pretty fit and healthy these days.
Well, you also worked your ass off for it for 6 months.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I'm talking about it right now, which means it got under my skin, even though it didn't really get under my skin, but it's something I wanted to talk about anyway as an experience. I don't know if I just want to go up to her at some point and go, listen, what makes you think I want to look like you? You look like a half-chewed fucking toffee.
Is she one of those leathery-skinned?
Yes.
Late? Okay.
Absolutely. She looks like
someone... I feel like I can smell her.
Yeah, she looks like someone's covered a fucking mummy in teriyaki sauce. Pumped it full of fucking... Pumped it
human
full
growth
of protein
hormones?
Butter. Yeah.
Big, beautiful, basted turkey.
Broiled on 375 for 4 hours.
And that's fine. You know what?
I love that. And that is fine. If you're a horrifying monster, demon, creature, dog from hell, if you're a gozer beast, that's fine.
If you want to be a muscly gozer beast, more power to you. My point is, and I see this a lot at the gym, where it's personal trainers going, look how muscly I am. You should be as muscly as me. And I'm like, hey, this is your entire life and career. You don't enjoy anything else because you put all stock into this. Guess what? I would say I put about a quarter of the stock of everything that I do, less than that. But sure. It's a sizable chunk into fitness right now, which is a sizable chunk for me considering it was zero before.
Right.
But I've got so many other indulgences and things I enjoy to keep up with. I've got friends, I got work, I got fucking writing music, we got the noise hole, we got all this shit going on.
A well-rounded
on.
And a child and a wife. Beautiful wife, beautiful baby. Wife.
That's right. In the evenings, I gotta make time for my beautiful wife and a kid. We sit and play fucking and video
when
games
they,
and watch
when
shows.
They finally, I was gonna say, when they finally shut the fuck up, I can play video games.
I don't need this amnesia monster knocking on my door going, why aren't you Brick Marsler? Fuck you, bitch. I got other shit going on, okay?
I wonder if she thinks that is gym patter. which is like, let's talk about being beefy babies, and we all have the same goal to be disgusting. And you're like, no.
I think so. And obviously, she comes from a very different mindset than me, like probably a totally different upbringing and everything. But I'm not offended necessarily by what she said.
I'd be a little offended.
It's just such a... I think it's like coming from her position, I definitely understand that if she's put so much stock into it, and then she sees someone like me that's going in and kind of just trying to keep... Okay, so I realized what my goal was. It's just try to be a pretty fit version of myself.
Try to be pretty.
Yeah.
Not try to be pretty.
Not be a fucking homunculoid monster muscle...
Meat man. Monster muscle meat man. Yeah.
Monster muscle meat man. That's another good candidate for this.
Monster muscle meat menace. Ladies and gentlemen, monster muscle meat menace.
That sounds like something you'd order at Arby's.
Arby's, we've got the monster muscle meat menace.
I'm thinking Arby's for the monster muscle meat menace. It's got 12, it's got 11 beef patties, and it's got a slice of deli ham between each one. Oh, what else has it got? It's got liquefied bacon in a tube. It's got a...
The bread is two more sandwiches. I also think that the commercial would be like the before picture would be you, and you would eat the sandwich and then you would turn into her.
It's like when Mario eats a mushroom. It's the exact same animation that goes boolip, 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 and I turn into the big monster meat menace.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Midnight monster meat menace.
Midnight is what monster I would become. Meat menace. Gary, conserve your air, buddy.
That was kind of cool.
Well,
that was kind of neat.
I feel like his enthusiasm is going to be his downfall.
So that ties roughly back into something with the coronavirus and everything. This episode is a very special episode.
Brought to you by coronavirus.
It's a very special episode.
It's different.
It is an account. It is an account written in stone. It is a scripture.
It might be the last thing we ever put out.
It is an account of something that we will remember for the rest of our lives.
I think so.
This crazy, crazy fucking time.
I think this week in particular, we're going to look back and go, oh, remember the before time?
I agree with you. Ooh. I think in a month's time, we could revisit this podcast and listen to it and think, oh, those naive boys.
They had no idea they'd be eating strangers' faces for sustenance.
It's going to look like the Future Wars in Terminator.
It's all mountains of bleached skulls.
Mountains of bleached skulls.
So
that's right.
I want to run down a quick list that I've been keeping of things that have changed in the last week with regard to music, rock and roll, entertainment in general.
Sounds great.
The first thing on my list, the first sign, you know how they have what they call keystone species? Have you ever heard of this?
I was going to guess what it is, but I don't know.
It's a keystone species is something like a bee, where it's like, no, when the bees go,
right,
things yes. start to fall, you know? And so the first sign that coronavirus was going to impact rock and roll was that Kiss cancel fan meet and greets at all of their concerts. So Kiss are the keystone species. Whereas Kiss go, so goes rock and roll.
Which is ironic because Gene Simmons said rock and roll is dead.
I can no longer bear to smell the sweaty pits and the disgusting fingertips of the fans of the Kiss Army.
As a token of generosity, we have decided that we will be not allowing fans to spend $10,000 to come give us a kiss on both the cheeks after our shows.
No, correction, they can spend the money, they will just receive nothing in return.
They will receive a signed postcard from Kiss saying, wish you were from here, with a picture of the tour bus or the tour double-decker.
And it's signed by Peter only.
The rest of us will be holed up in the tour bus.
Just know that we glanced at the card and gave it a wink.
Could you wink at this card, please? Boink. Perhaps some of your majesty could crust up on it.
That'll be $1,000.
All right, so Kiss won't talk to their fans for money. That's crazy.
Kiss says, look, you paid $350 to meet us 10 minutes before the show and get a poster signed? Fuck off.
Do you think anyone has a good conversation with any of them?
No.
Or is
no, no,
it
no,
like
no, no, no.
Is it like when you meet someone at Comic-Con and you're like, just say the fucking thing.
Yeah, do the line. And so Gene probably, if they take a photo, Gene probably sticks his tongue out. The end.
I would be incredulous about it. I'd be like, stump your feet, bitch. Do the big stump in your platforms.
Do the monster shoes, boy.
Go, bitch. Do it.
Play a big, fat, meadly, wheedly solo. Do it right now. I don't even have a guitar.
I don't have a guitar. Space Ace has it. Also, I'm not very good at the guitar.
Yeah, I'm actually more of a straight-up-the-middle rhythm guy.
Yeah, I just kind of, I wear a guitar, but I just kind of strut around the place and do a few chords. Gene always gets to me about it.
Also, I should mention, when I take off my makeup, I'm hideous.
Oh, I'm a freak. I look like someone put googly eyes on a brain.
If Bernie Sanders took over as the Space Ace
it's the in same Kiss, place. Yeah, why would he be would Space
notice.
Ace?
Nobody would notice.
They'd have to put like a brown wig on him. Can you imagine Space Ace with a horseshoe haircut?
I think they would wear the same wigs the members of KISS wear now. I don't think that any of them have hair. I can't imagine.
Bernie does this kind of crab walk. I would think it's Rob Trujillo that's become Space Ace.
So that's the first thing that I saw. Sure. The second thing I saw was a list of Hollywood cancellations, movies getting pushed back up to a year. The next Fast and the Furious, a year. Quiet Place 2 was supposed to come out next week. It's pushed back indefinitely.
That sucks, because that's exactly the kind of movie you want to watch during these crazy pandemic times, you know? I've been boning up on my zombie movies. I really want to watch Dawn of the Dead 2004 again. What a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that might be a educational film now.
It kind of is. I watched the introduction to it, and it feels horrifyingly realistic.
Maybe you should watch those movies, Noise Boys, and look for the signs of who not to trust, and then just keep that committed to memory.
If the dad from Modern Family is a dick.
If he's there, first
he's
of all.
There,
he's
there, do not
go.
Trust him. Yeah, he's got to go.
The second thing was talk shows, no audiences, and then that was only for a day or two before they went, actually, no talk shows.
Well, you know, nothing's going to change for Lily Singh then. Got her. Thanks, Gary. Dumb bitch.
let's see. Oh, then we got to festival cancellations. South by Southwest, gone.
What was the other one?
Coachella? Pretty sure Coachella's
done.
Not
Coachella's
happening.
Yeah, I'm guessing everything is going to be canceled eventually, right?
I would think.
Lots of smaller bands. Like, it's very strange to kind of follow, you know, members of your favorite bands on Instagram, and some of them are maybe trapped somewhere.
Like where?
Whether it's in Asia, whether they can't get over from Europe. Gary Holt got back from the skin of his teeth, like back to like Northern California.
Who's that?
He was putting up. He's the guy from, he's the guitarist from Slayer, and he's also a founding member of thrash band Exodus.
Oh, okay.
He seems like a really...
He was trying to do an Exodus, and they wouldn't let him. They said, you should form a new band called Quarantine.
Quarantine.
I guarantee that's the band already.
Quarantine.
I guarantee that's a band. Let's look this up. Quarantine.
It's spelled with a Y.
Band. Here we go. How pointy do you think the
Oh, it's pointy. It's sharp. You're going to prick your finger on it.
Quarantine Black Dawn official music video. Okay, let's check this out. Oh, I can't. Error occurred. Playback problem.
If you wanted to record some death metal vocals tonight, I'd be your guy.
Let's hear it. Let's hear your death metal groove. Can you go a little lower?
Let's see. How low can I go?
I have been in quarantine and now I have to eat my feet.
I can't tell.
Poor guy's got to eat his feet.
I'm listening to a little quarantine.
Oh, you're listening to it now?
The band here.
How is it?
Yeah.
Do you recommend it?
It's It's very standard. It's just it's not black metal. It's not death metal.
Maybe like they're getting or thrash. Maybe they're getting new gigs because of this.
Yeah, they've got signs that say quarantine this way.
And everyone goes, oh shit,
that's not great for them though, because they're getting they're just getting audiences of very sick people that they can't cure.
That's what they want.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
The other thing, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony canceled.
Oh no, because everyone's dead that would show up otherwise.
Because the Rock and Roll, well, you know who was getting in was Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Notorious Big, and Whitney famous Houston. Rock and roll artist Notorious Big, and yes. Doobie Brothers.
Big and Notorious. Oh, well, why can't they just do it online or something? E3 was canceled.
They'll be doing it online. So that's a whole other category. Convention.
That is a whole other
over. Category. Over. E3 over. Game Developers Conference over.
Over. All done.
WonderCon has been canceled, surely signaling that San Diego is next.
Yeah.
Every small con has been canceled. Emerald City Comic Con, every tiny anime con in the country. So here's where I start to go, what are we going to look back at in a year or two and not have anymore? Because some of these organizations are going to lose so much money that they will not be able to recover.
What if I told you that this might be the new times? Where we look back at conventions and go, I'm glad we stopped doing them because they sucked.
Well, like one thing I read is that since South by Southwest was canceled by the city of Austin, not by the promoters, and the money they lose this year will likely prevent them from coming back next year. So there will be at least a year off, if not longer.
That would hurt Austin, though. So my guess is that they would put in some sort of financial care package.
Well, think about this. If San Diego Comic-Con doesn't happen, the city of San Diego might be cut off and pushed into the ocean.
Right.
Like, they just won't do it anymore. There won't be a San Diego. It's the economy of San Diego is based on that week. It's their only export.
And oranges. So,
that's it. If they can't start a new campaign to get oranges through the roof... then if they can't convince you that oranges cure coronavirus, then they're fucked.
Big Orange. Big Orange is going to, it'll figure something out.
The other, and then, so that was like the order of things that I followed. The last nail in the coffin of entertainment was a couple of days ago, Live Nation canceled all tours.
Oh.
All tours.
Oh, that's it, done. That sucks because everyone spent money on like hotels or you know travel stuff like that. No, like people are losing insane amounts of money.
And so to bring that from a down to a macro level, I was looking over my concert calendar for the year. I've got about 6 shows lined up this year, trying to figure out which ones likely aren't going to happen. And we've got 3 in the next 30 days. One for me, one for my kid, and then one was a comedy show. And I cannot imagine any of those will either go on without a hitch or I would be a fool to go to them if they were still held. I'm not sure.
Is there anything you're really upset about missing?
I was going to go see Coheed and Cambria in about 3 weeks, and I will be bummed if that doesn't happen or if it happens and I feel like I shouldn't go.
Right.
It wasn't even expensive. You got to love it when a band comes to a small venue like House of Blues and you can actually pay $50 and see a band as opposed to the, 100 plus that most bands charge now.
Yeah.
My kid was very excited to go to an actual rock and roll concert of her choosing, which is an artist called Girl in Red. Right. Or The Girl in Red, something like that. I'm unfamiliar, but I was going to shepherd her and a friend to watch this concert, and she was going to feel like a very cool person going to a rock show all on her own. That may not happen. And then we were going to go see Whose Line Is It Anyway Live, which I think would be a blast. I can't imagine that.
Colin Mockery would die.
He might.
If he showed up.
His head looks like the senator in X-Men 1 who turns into a fish. And I think he would probably melt just like that guy did if we coughed on him.
So. That's not a nice thing to say about
him. Oh, how is that not nice? I said he was like someone in a very popular movie.
His head. His, yeah, he looks like Koopa in the first Mario Brothers movie, the live action one.
Yes, he's made of fungus.
With the little lizard folds in his head.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So the I think you're right, though. I think the world is going to be different in some small ways, if not in very, very big ways.
Does this mean that My Chemical Romance won't be touring?
They did already cancel. They canceled
Japan. They've already canceled.
They canceled Japan. I was actually meant to buy tickets this morning to go see Tegan and Sarah. And I logged into Live Nation and it said buy tickets. And then it went, hey, hold on. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
That Black Parade video is about to come reality.
When I was younger, my father took me to see My Chemical Romance.
And everybody died. Yep. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a weird time.
I'm taking a look at my bands in town right now, and I'm having a quick look
bands not at in stuff town. That
I would like to check out. But they probably canceled. Agnostic Front would have been here. Baroness are pretty good.
Now, see, Megadeth. Hang on, though. Agnostic what? Front is probably going to fall under the threshold. There's going to be 500 people at that show, and they might still do it.
Let's see. Agnostic Front at Trees, May the 7th.
Yeah, that's 500 people. Now, that's the problem. That is actually the threshold. They're calling it like 500 or more is where you don't do it. So I'm like, well, is 400 not in a sweaty, crowded club? Is that not too much? I don't know.
Right.
I don't think I'd go.
They're saying 250 people is what constitutes a crowd that you should stay away from. Oh, fuck,
that's even smaller.
So even stuff like weddings, I guess, you wouldn't want to go to.
Yeah, I think, so we're on the verge of major to minor inconvenience for a lot of people up to industry meltdowns across the board.
Right.
Small businesses that rely on weekly visitors are going to be hurt real bad. Little restaurants, little shops. That place that we went by your house and got sandwiches that time, that place could be fucked. Who knows?
sandwiches.
And then little bands who are like...
Oh, you mean that little known corner shop called Subway?
No. No. Oh, okay. No, not pedophilesandwiches.com. I was talking about the place where we had that nice breakfast sandwich and the iced coffee.
I'm going to type that in right now. Pedophilesandwiches.com.
Oh, it's just a picture of Jared with sandwiches in his pants.
Why? Why are they in his pants? Anyway, you'll be happy to know that URL is available.
Oh, I'm buying
it. I'm not sure for how
much. Noise boys, do not buy that URL before I get done recording.
Oh, domain zero. where do I buy URLs? Let's find out how much this is.
It's got to be base price. It's got to be $17.99.
Who should I go? Let's do GoDaddy.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Pedophile. Don't give them your business, though. They suck.
Pedophile sandwiches. Do we want .com or maybe a .gov?
I think a .biz.
Guess what?
Okay. Let's hear it.
It is $1.
It's because only $1?
Because no one wants the word pedophile in their fucking website address, I guess.
Okay, noise boys.
They've slashed it from $18. I guess they couldn't move this one for some reason.
Noise boys, if you buy pedophilesandwiches.com and redirect it to noisehole.net.
I really want to put this on Twitter, but I know someone will buy it immediately.
Then I will change the end of the show to say visit us at noisehole.net or pedophilesandwiches.com.
Why don't we just buy it right now?
Oh my God. I don't even care.
Anyway. It also gives me a bullet point list as to why this URL is great.
Oh, really? Let's run them down real quick.
Why it's great.
Real quick.
Number one.
Yeah.
Why it's great. Number one. Uses the .com extension.
That's the most popular.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Pedophile sandwiches is unique.
Oh, no one's got that. And we could copyright it, trademark it. We'd be in the clear.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Put it on a t-shirt. Here's what's
going to happen. I'm going to make someone in the Discord buy this right now.
Okay, while you're doing that, let's move on.
Sorry, I don't mean to get away.
So the world is weird. Everyone is gripped by fear. Broadway is shut down. all of Broadway, said, get out. We don't want you here. Go where? Go home. Everyone is terrified. This is going to be a month where we stay home and learn to hate our families, I guess. I'm not really sure how that works out. I did ask the Noise Boys, since we would be having a musicless episode, to give us some questions on the Discord. And of course, you can be a Noise Boy on our Discord by signing up for our Patreon for even a dollar. Patreon.com/noisehole. $1,
that's
go.
All we're asking.
That $1 you that give $1 to us, could go we towards buy pedophilesandwiches.com.
At 99 cents. They took $17 off this because no one, someone in there was going, no one's buying pedophile sandwiches.
Oh, it's in his portfolio. And a guy is going, Johnson, have you sold pedophile sandwiches yet? No, sir.
Do you want to? I've got the Zenith right here. So not only does it tell me that pedophilesandwiches.com is available, it also makes suggestions for other domain names I could buy that are similar.
So that people don't go. Are you ready? So people don't create confusion by getting similar domains.
Right. So you can protect your name with these other domains.
Let's hear it.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
All right. pedophilesandwich.com.
No.
That's just one.
No.
Right.
Don't want it. Thanks, Gary.
You're gonna love these.
Also, I'm shocked that Gary can still breathe.
You okay in there, buddy? I think he's slowing down. I think the oxygen's getting thin.
How fast is your blast beat, Gary?
he's still going. He's still trucking. Should we not, like, get a straw in there for him to, like, suck then or something?
Or we'd get out, then we'd get in.
Oh, what if we have... Because we can't replace Gary.
You don't think we could put his job description on a flag, on a phone pole, and get another drummer?
Idiot boy needed for drums.
Homunculoid monster needed to be shackled to drum cave. Drum on command.
Muscly menace.
Must Monster be a menace. Muscle meat man menace. Must suffer great abuse, verbal and physical. Apply within.
Please. It's a halftime position. Anyway. Pedophile. Gary? Gary! Shut the fuck up! Go shit! Joel, are you ready? What? I'm going to tear that wall down. I'm going to break the wall down, as Chris Jericho once said.
Oh,
I'm
going to
fucking kill you. Shut the fuck up, you fucking nuisance. I'm trying to fucking talk.
Go. Don't get distracted. Hell.
I'm scared to now.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What's next?
Pedophilesushi.com.
That somehow is worse.
Because you imagine the smell of fish along with it. You're going to love this one. Pedophilepizza.com?
That was a QAnon conspiracy theory. Oh, my God.
Alex Jones's pedophilepizza.com.
Gary, have you been watching Alex Jones?
Oh, he has. Oh, my God. Your brain's full of shite. And here's my personal favorite, pedophilecafe.com.
That might be the worst.
Come on down to the Pedophile Cafe. Why is it called that?
Gary, give me that beat again.
Hey, have you been looking for a cafe? For like-minded guys who just have a difference of opinion.
We got light finger sandwiches. We got pastry.
Just got people, guys, that see the world a little bit differently. Come on down.
What my friend here is trying to say is, do you like to fuck kids and eat sandwiches? Oh, no. We don't have, I was about to call him Blue Bottom.
Yeah, Clarence Blue Bottom.
we don't have Clarence Blue Bottom.
We don't have any
here,
bass, too. So he can't funk. Okay, changing the topic, moving on.
Yeah, I asked the Noise Boys,
give me some questions for this guitarless episode. The first one I got, I really like. This is from a Noise Boy who either doesn't comment much or has recently changed their name because I don't recognize the name. M. Stevens. M. Stevens on the Discord.
I have no idea who that is.
Says, have you ever heard a cover song where you liked, where you heard the original and liked the cover more?
That's a good point. That's a really good question.
I think that happens a lot. Like, I think there's two kinds of cover songs in the world. There is, we took a nearly perfect song and changed it so it could be ours.
Right.
And it either to good effect or bad, or we just straight up covered it. We're Weezer. You can't tell that it's a different band. Why did we do this? What was the purpose and who was this for?
Right.
I prefer
that
the
Weezer
first
song in particular. That fucking awful Toto song that Weezer covered. That was a horrible mishmash of. I think it was meant to be like ironic.
Yeah, that's why it's knowing teal. I think they were saying, look, it's 88 to 92 all over again.
Yeah, it's lame. It's lame. And there's this weird mix. There's this weird mix of trying to make Weezer hip and relevant, and also us knowing that Rivers is just this little fucking
he's out of his
creepy
mind.
Boy. Just this little fucking weirdo.
He has little spidery fingers that feel up the back of your neck. And you go, stop it! Get off! Get off my neck! I just want to touch your neck.
Do you want to get inside? Did we talk about this on the podcast? We must have. The weird story that was going around him.
Yes, like, we've talked about it.
By
yes.
A fan.
Yes.
We've talked about it. Okay.
We did.
Okay, cool.
So, cover song. Can you think of a specific where you went, that cover song is fucking great. I love it. For me, here's two. Oh,
there's so many, but 100%.
Oh, by the same band, as a matter of fact. Earlier in their career, Foo Fighters used to make a real habit of finding slightly obscure songs that were probably big for like one hit wonder type songs that were big for a period of time where I was not active in music before my time. And then saying, okay, let's do our spin on that. Put it on a B-side to a weird Japanese single that you will have to hunt down through a catalog or a record store, which made it more fun. Two of those. Sure. One was a Gary Numan cover called Down in the Park that was on the X-Files soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
That was back when everything had a companion CD of bands covering songs. Do you remember that time, like 1994?
Yeah.
Where it was like, there'd be a whole CD of punk bands covering Saturday morning theme songs. And
yeah,
then there'd be...
For real. And that would go on for like 15 years as well. It's like punk does, as you say, punk does sitcoms or punk does.
Yeah. It'd be like the Archie Bunker
fucking
theme.
Punk does new wave. And it's a great excuse for bands that don't have a whole lot of talent to just take someone else's song and play it shitty and then call it punk, which is fine.
Sometimes that's to kind great of effect, point. Though.
Yeah, for real.
So they did Down in the Park, which is a creepy, eerie, spooky ass song. Perfect. For the X-Files, except that Gary Numan's version was very synthy and theirs was all guitars. So it worked.
Right.
Second time was on the single for My Hero. The B-side was their cover of Baker Street by the guy who sings Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty. So that song's got just a blasting saxophone solo. Instead, they turn it into a guitar solo. And I love their version. I think it's really, really rocking.
Let me see. Let me search it. Baker Street cover.
And to your point about punk covers.
I feel like that's...
Go ahead.
Oh, I feel like that intro in Baker Street is one of the most... glorious. It's a keystone.
Get off your seat.
To use that word again. Yeah. It's that when that fucking sex comes in, it's a keystone moment in all rock and roll.
Get up out of your chair, run out of your house with your knees high and jog down, rip your shirt off and jog down the street going. So to your point about punk covers, I will restate my long-held opinion that every single song covered by me first in the Gimme Gimmes is better than the original. I cannot think of a single one that is better than their version.
What's your personal favorite? I really like...
I know what yours is. I already know. It's going to be I Believe I Can Fly.
You nailed it.
It is.
You really did. Good job. You pay attention. That's good. That's good stuff. What about you?
They, as a matter of fact, I think that's a terrible song that they turned into a great song. They took a song that I don't ever want to hear ever again by a rapist and turned it into a great song by a punk rock band. For them, it's, you know, their albums are themed. And so they've got a whole album of folk songs. They've got a whole album.
A whole album of Broadway. Bowling tips? What was that?
I forgot the one. There are bowling on the cover. The Broadway one was, oh, you know, it's kind of hard to beat Phantom of the Opera on the Broadway one. The folk one, oh, they got, man, they got 110 Soldier on that. Here's what I love about the folk rock one, or the folk, not folk rock, it's just folk, is they took the easiest, breeziest, whispered songs of the 70s and turned them into rockers. Songs like, The Answer, My Friends, Is Blowing in the Wind. And they turned
it into My Friends Is Blowing in the Wind.
And they took turned it into, you know, The Answer, My Friends, Is Blowing in the Wind. I just fucking love it. It's great.
Like, if you hear Fat Mike talks about the Gimme Gimmes in interviews, where he kind of, he just, you know, justifies it as a great excuse to go have a few beers with his boys and play some songs badly and just kind of have a good time. And I think that comes across greatly.
Especially
when they're on tour. They're just there to have fun, man.
I also remember being a teenager listening to that and realizing a few years into my fandom of Me First, I was like, oh, fuck, these are all recorded live.
Yeah.
None of this is multi-tracked. They are playing these fucking live in the studio, which is cheap. It's punk rock ethic. You know, it's...
And you'll find a lot of the backing vocals and stuff, or even just little bits. You really feel like you're in the studio, you know, where you can hear people shouting in the background and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of laughter, and then they end every song by going... Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
You can... Go check out the video for I Believe I Can Fly by the Gimme Gibbies. It's like mid-90s punk rock royalty. Like, everyone gets a separate line. Chris DeMakis from Less Than Jake shows up. Yeah. A bunch of other dudes.
Do you know who else was in the Gimme Gibbies? The current guitar player of Foo Fighters, Chris Shiflett.
Oh, really?
Because he was in No Use for a Name.
Yeah. Okay.
So he went from punk rock dirtbag to millionaire. Plucked out of obscurity.
Yeah. Oh.
Added to the largest dad rock band in the world.
When did he join the band?
5 or 6 Foo years Fighters, ago. Long time ago.
That's because, well, No Use for a Name are not a thing anymore.
Oh, wait. No, it's 2020. He's been in Tony that band for dead. At least 10 years.
Ah, okay.
At least.
Well, that was before Sly died.
Okay,
I see.
I was talking to my friend Steve is the drummer for Nerf Herder, and he had posted a poster of a show they played with Me First from like 91 or something. And they probably got together in like 93, 94 anyway, and said, oh man, what a bill. And it was them and two other bands and Me First. And I started talking to him about it. And he said that was not only their first show with Me First, it was Me First's first show, and it was the vocalist Spike's first time ever performing live, and that he was as good as he is now at that first show. That guy is a powerhouse vocalist. He destroys punk rock vocals. He is amazing at it.
Right.
Like, he sounds hoarse all the time, but in tune.
It's like this kind of, so it's kind of like when you... Well, maybe not as bad as Tim from Rancid.
No, not even.
But I mean, Tim still sounds cool.
He's
like,
spot on tune. The harmonies are perfect. And he can just go. And there's always power and a little bit of hoarseness. And it's just, oh man, it's so good. Do you have one? Do you have a cover that...
I do, actually. The first thing that came to mind, I have so many different answers for this, but I'd have to take a little more time thinking about them. My gut response was the Megadeth did a great fucking cover of Paranoid by Sabbath.
Really?
And it's like twice as fast. It shreds. It, for me, it is the ultimate version of that song. It rips. It's tight, unlike the original, because the original is kind of just sloppy.
It's stony.
I mean, it's stony and sloppy.
Get,
and slow.
Get baked and listen to this 20-minute song and think it's an hour long.
And I was never a big fan of the production, but I mean, it was recorded in like 1970, and those guys invented metal.
It's so. Actually that same beat Gary's been playing all day, because it's like, bow, bow.
And so, check out their
bow. Shut up!
That sounds more like War Pigs.
Oh, that is War Pigs. Fuck.
You're thinking of War Pigs.
I am thinking of War Pigs. You said Paranoid.
No, Paranoid never is there. Down. Finish with my woman.
Yeah, I got you.
But at the end of it, there's a great thing where I guess they recorded it live. Still sounds great. So fucking tight. What a tight band. My kid is screaming.
Shut up, right, child!
Now. Can you hear my child? No,
I heard a squeal, a screech, like okay. A like a puppy was being had head twisted off.
That might be Gary then. In that case, he might be gasping his last.
Oh, that might have been his final breath. Okay, well, I don't feel. You know what?
I'm he gonna went out him, with a scream.
I'm gonna give him a tip, Gary. There's probably some oxygen in your floor, Tom. Put your head in there, buddy.
That's a great, great tip.
It's probably trapped in there, like the top of a cave.
I think
that Dave Lombardo was in.
That was something the World Health Organization mentioned. Was yeah, if you have a floor tom,
get your head in it.
Put your head in there, like a cancer screening. And just start sucking. Anyway, what I was Paranoid. Saying at the end of Megadeth's cover of Paranoid, there's a great moment because they're playing it live, and I guess Nick, the drummer, Nick Menza, just keeps fucking drumming when the rest of the band finish, and he keeps going on with the 4/4 time beat. Because I guess he thought there was another measure or something.
And they leave it in the track?
They leave it in the track. Oh, wow. But you hear Dave going, Nick, Nick, Nick!
It's their own Gary!
Nick!
Shut up!
It's exactly like how we treat Gary. Dave just gets pissy and they leave it in. Nick! Nick!
You.
It's really fucking
hey,
funny.
Nick,
and I bet.
Shut the fuck up.
Hello, Nick. Meet the real me. I'm fucking pissed at your drumming.
Going on but, for too many measures. Also, he does one of his patented Dave Mustaine greetings, which is, Hello, Nick from Megadeth. You need to stop drumming.
You need to stop drumming. From Oregon.
Oregon.
What? Oregon. In a real thrash metal place like this studio.
Yeah, in a real thrash metal band like Megadeth. Dave, I don't think these are, they're gonna sell like you think. Oh, they're
I'd
gonna
be known for some crazy shit.
Like telling my drummer to stop playing.
Telling Nick Menza to
stop drumming.
Nick's dead now. He died with that in his heart. The time Dave yelled at
Nick,
him.
Dave yelled him to death?
Yelled him to death. He went,
my heart!
He
killed me!
Face on. All because he ruined that fucking cover of Paranoid.
Do you like it better with the mistake in it?
That's a great question. I was thinking, you know what? That would otherwise probably ruin a cover for most bands, but it's such a great little like insight, just a tiny little fly on the wall.
Clearly, there with them because this is what happened.
It's a great cover. The production's awesome. It sounds fucking tight and sharp, and then they just fluff it at the end, but it still sounds great. Imagine a high, well produced fuck up. It's great.
Yeah. There's a few of those.
The one that immediately comes to mind.
There's a few of those where it's like the fuck up got left in and it became a signature of the song. Nirvana had about three, especially like Polly when he starts the verse too early, that gets left in. We've talked about Green Day's many times.
Fuck. Can you think of any others?
You know what? I actually recently watched a video on the YouTube where we have been started to put videos. So if you've never heard of it, it's youtube.com. It now has noise hole videos, but it also had a video that I saw recently that was mistakes left in the song. And most of them I already knew, but I can't think of any others off the top of my head, but it was informative. It was like, There's actually a really good one for Nirvana we may have mentioned on the podcast before, which is they tuned way on Bleach. There's a song they tuned way, way down, like C sharp, and then accidentally left the guitars like that when they went into the studio. And so one of the songs is way too low for no reason. But no one knows. No one can tell the difference because it's, you know, kind of a mess. So
yeah.
The other thing I was going to mention is you, when you brought up and made me think of War Pigs, is Cake of all bands has an amazing cover of War Pigs, not better than the original. War Pigs is one of my favorite songs.
No More. They also have a great cover of that song. That song gets covered quite a lot, it would seem.
You know, because it's a framework. It's barely even a song. Ozzy might as well be rapping in that. Like, he barely sings over the music, you know? The whole thing is just like a... General Gavadanavazes. That's the whole song. So, Gary, how did you know I was going to do that? All right. Well,
Gary. Okay.
Whatever.
I can't tell if he... Was that a reflex or was he
might have fallen over on the drums. That might have been it. I'm not sure.
We have not been able to perform any music today. I know, aside it's weird. From Gary drumming.
He is the noise of the noise hole this week, which is putting a lot on his shoulders, considering his limited oxygen supply.
We should try rapping or something. To a beat that Gary provides.
No, thank you.
No.
I'll pass. There was one other question that I thought was really good that was actually by the same person, M. Stevens, whoever you are, Mystery Noise Boy. M stands for mystery. He said,
"Mystery Noise Boy."
Have you ever listened to rock and roll in other languages?
Huh?
Have you?
In other languages?
I've got one.
Okay. Is this the same fella you mentioned? Same guy?
Who?
No, I mean, M Stevens.
Oh, same guy.
Is
yeah. Same questioner.
We're not spreading our noise boy questions
wrong. He got in quick with two good ones. So
let's see. Obviously, yes, I do. But there are... The first thing that for some reason comes to mind is a band that I listened to like 20 years ago called Ska P. And they were a Spanish ska band. And they had one in... about Christmas called Feliz Navidad in particular. God damn, they were catchy. They were fucking catchy.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, very much so. A lot of that kind of stuff. Chop, 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 chop. And so I enjoyed them very much.
I have two.
I didn't have a lick of knowledge with regards to what they were saying.
When I was 14, my best friend at the time, who was actually the only person from high school I am still in contact with in the world, turned me his German class. He was one of those guys that took German in high school but really learned it. Mm-hmm. So him and his buddies that were all in German class really learned German, went to Germany, spoke German, came back in later years and like escorted the field trips to Germany, like. He got into it, man.
He was really into it. Yeah. And he found a career in it.
No, he did not find a career in it. But he did turn me on to a German punk band called Vizo, spelled W-I-Z-O. Dave, you would like them.
Let's check it out.
I have no idea what they're talking about, but
Vizo.
They are great. They're just a really good punk three-piece.
I'm about to listen to them right now.
Okay. The Noise Boys won't hear it. But I'll pretend we...
Oh, it's riffy as fuck.
It's really good.
Hell yes. I like...
Also, the guy, he sings like this, and so there's a couple of songs in English, and he talks like this, which is really
fun. I like this a lot. I'm listening to a song called Kopfschuss.
Kopfschuss.
I'm not sure.
Kopfschuss, Dave, is my favorite Vizo song.
Really?
Kopfschuss.
It's really good. It's got a lot of licking riffs in it.
Kopfschuss.
Kopfschuss. I'm really enjoying the... I love this.
If you told me 20 years later, you didn't know Vizo was a skinhead band?
A white power band. Oh, God. You ever check out those skinhead bands where you're like, well, the music could be something I liked if they weren't singing songs with names like Brown Town's Going Down?
No!
It's dreadful stuff.
It's horrid.
I found a band called The Angry Aryans on YouTube one time. You know, when you stumble into it and... Jumped in and I thought the riff was all right, and then they started singing the most racist shit I've ever heard in my life.
That's bad, bad
stuff. And I've listened to My Mother at the Dinner Table. Which is another
My Mother at the Dinner
racist
Table.
Skinhead band. Yeah, My Mother at the Dinner Table.
I strongly... Boys, if you like any version of pop punk, you've got to go check out Vizzo. All their shit's on YouTube. It's probably on Spotify.
Vizzo.
It's really, really fun. I'm not even sure. I only had the one album. I'm not even sure if they had two albums. But the whole thing... there's a song called Todd, I'm Freebad, which is death at the free bath, which is like a bathhouse or a swimming pool.
Like a public bath.
Like a public bath, which is a really good song. And Cop Shoes.
I'm really enjoying their aesthetic.
It's
like on the album cover.
The donkey?
It's kind of like, no, this one is like it's a skull and crossbones kind of a thing, but it looks graffitied. It's got a lot of those neon greens and yellows and sort of reds and stuff and shit that I'm way into now.
No, they're great.
And, you know, if you ever want to, if you ever want to get me some sort of birthday or Christmas present or something, just get me something in this aesthetic that I can wear because I love it. Fucking love it.
Just a pro tip for anyone that wants to buy Dave gifts.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, me personally. So
just as you get to know me a little more, and you're like, oh, hey, this is exactly what David wants. I think it's a weird thing if guys don't know what other guys want to wear very often, right? Like, say I bought you a T-shirt, you would think that's fucking weird,
maybe,
right?
Because I think I'm a grown up and I buy my own clothes, and so
right.
What business
do
you have?
But the dudes. I guess, do people in general, it's not even a gendered thing, do they buy clothes for each other?
I don't know. Noise boys, weigh in. Let us know.
As mates,
do you
buy
your
that?
Friends clothes? Do you buy underwear for your friends? Do they wear it?
I didn't say underwear.
Do they go, hey, bud, I'm wearing that underwear. You got me keeping my balls tight. And you go, thank you. All right, buddy.
They're a little small, so that's how I like
your
it.
Balls are a little small, but that's...
My balls are a little small on account of how cold it is due to lack of underwear.
Oh, I thought
you were
going to say it's because of all the growth hormones you're taking to go, beer meat, man, massive meat monkey.
Mighty monkey menace.
So the other one I was going to say real quick is...
Please.
I listened when I was getting into sort of prog metal... Like a not quite djent, but like prog metal in around 2010, maybe. Spotify, I said, I don't even think they have this feature anymore. Do you remember when Spotify would say, you like this? I'm going to predict a whole radio station that would be something like this. And then it would be eerily accurate. And so,
oh, like Pandora or something.
Yeah, like they had kind of a Pandora thing built in that I don't think they have anymore. I could be wrong, but I said I like this one band, and they went, "You're gonna like this," and they were right. And it was this band called Cyclamen, and it was
Cyclamen,
really, really technical, but way too fast metal. But then the guy is just going, "Gary, can you help me out, Gary?" The guy's just going.
Oh,
I can't
do bands like that.
Well,
like where they lose all sense of melody and just go for all out aggression. It's like you need, even if you 90-10 it.
At the time in my life, it's exactly what I needed. I don't listen to it. I don't listen to it anymore. But a month or two later, I found out they were Japanese and they were singing in Japanese. I had no idea. I was like, oh, that's okay. You could have told me anything. Right. They could be singing White Power. I'd have no idea. Which would be weird for a Japanese band.
It would be incredibly strange for a Japanese band. You're right.
That
let me see.
But
there's a bunch of Japanese bands that I listen to.
Name one. I dare you.
Don't make me do it. I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you about it. Nothing is coming to my head right
then
now.
Then with that note, we will end this episode. We will quarantine this episode into its own little WAVE file box.
Now that you've shamed me, you called me
out. We will not let it out into the world. We will keep it sealed forever. Until there's a vaccine. When there's a vaccine, we'll let this episode out.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Noise boys, thank you for bearing with us for this odd episode, this guitarless freak show of an episode.
tell us what you think of this episode. I think it's been a good vessel for enjoyable conversation with my pal.
I also think it really was nice. A necessary way to make an episode without leaving my house in this unusual climate. This time where
this
thing is
might
weird.
Have to be how it goes for a couple of weeks.
I wouldn't, I would not be shocked if you got a couple of more non-standard, but you know what? I'm thinking as my gears are turning, and I'm thinking, you know, I've got a piano here. I could plug
You're
in.
You're using your brain.
And we can't really play together because of the lag, but maybe this is a chance to do something weird and different. I don't know.
Yeah. And then we can look back on this and go, remember that?
The weird times.
Again, that's something we'll, the weird times. those three episodes. Let's say there's three.
So.
It's like a Bowie's German.
Oh, it's when I was getting weird Berlin and freaky dicky, baby. I released podcasts that don't even exist yet, baby.
Baby. Let's end this episode on a high note. First of all, direct people to our
That's
Patreon.
The one.
Are we already done that? Guess where that is? That's at patreon.com/noisehole. You can throw a buck in there. You can go into the disc. You get access to the Discord.
Do you know what you get for $5 or more?
Oh, please.
You get.
Please tell me.
The bonus tracks, extended edition episodes, which we're about to record now. So if you want another. Oh, Gary, shut up! How could you let him
Don't
talk?
Don't speak!
Did he put his head up to one of the drum mics and talk into it? That's awful to think about.
He's learning.
Oh, he's like an AI learning. That's gone rogue.
What else can you get if you pledge a different number on the Patreon? Tell me more.
Well,
tell me more.
This is where it gets interesting. We said long ago in the before times that once we started doing video, our Patreon would change. Because that gives us an opportunity to do shout-outs, gives us an opportunity to do videos that say, brought to you by these patrons. All sorts of shit could happen in the very near future. So keep an eye on that Patreon, because now is the time when things get very interesting. I cannot wait to do more videos. I'm thrilled with the response. You gotta go subscribe to the Noise Hole. We don't have enough subscribers yet to get a vanity URL. So subscribe. And then we will have a nice little URL that's probably YouTube/noisehole or some shit.
And that URL will be pedophilesandwiches.com. Or pedophile pizza. I mentioned it in the Discord.
I cannot believe QAnon hasn't bought that domain yet. And had it redirect to the Hillary Clinton campaign.
It's been bought.
They bought it.
Jake HB.
In
Jake Buchel.
The time.
Purchased.
Oh, in the time
Jake Buchel bought it.
That we have been recording this episode, a noise boy has purchased pedophile sandwiches. Fucking hell. What a note to end on.
Oh, that belongs to me, you, and the noise boys now. That's great.
All right. Thanks for your Patreonage. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. And go look at our video.
Go check it out.
That's it. Gary, with all of the energy you have left, you need to give me a drum-only version of Hey, It's the Noise Boys.
Hey, It's the Noise Boys. All right. This is going to suck ass.
Gary, I want you to sing. Oh, God! It's going to go...
I hate this. I don't want to hear this. It's not Gary time!
Never gonna be Gary time!
It's noise by time! Get in there! Take a shit!
Bye.
And with that, see you later.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklepatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.